Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of The Vegas Therapist. I am your host, Ryan Winder. And remember, what's happening in Vegas is not staying in Vegas, as I bring you helpful tips in all sorts of topic areas with a Vegas twist, of course. So let's get the show started. Welcome everybody. It's good to have you back in for another episode of The Vegas Therapist. This is your host, Ryan Winder. It's good to be back. 2021 has started off great so far. Lots of changes in the works for me, family, and everything that's been going on as we've made a move in our lives and just getting adjusted to that. I'll talk a little bit more about that later, but again, just lots of great things for 2021. I feel really blessed about the podcast and the things that the doors that it's opened and the opportunities it's created. I've been doing a lot more coaching throughout the US and Canada for people. Also, I'm in the works with a couple different projects. One I just finished up for my brother's junior high school. It's a video I put together for mental health and well-being for students going through this difficult time right now. So I'm excited about that. I also have a couples challenge that I've working on that's going to be released this year as well. So look for that too. So just lots of good things, and obviously more episodes to come for this 2021 year. And it's going to be a great year. Lots of changes and lots of, like I said, growth and opportunities out there. So be on the lookout. If you haven't been a part of the Facebook page, Ryan Winder, the Vegas Therapist podcast page, go and join that. And also you can go to my website, thevegastherapist.com, or I also have ryanwinder.com as well. That's out there too. So either one of those pages, you can get in contact with me through that. If you have any questions about the show or topics that you'd like covered, please feel free to email me. And again, also too, if you're looking for some added zest to your life, or you feel like you're in a funk or you need something better, reach out to me. I'd love to be able to do some coaching with you if that's something that you're wanting to explore. So, all right. So with that, thought I'd start 2021 off with an episode, of course, that kind of follows suit. We all think about New Year's goals, things that we can do better in this coming year. But I had a couple of interesting kind of, I guess, metaphors or analogies that kind of came up for me that I just wanted to pass along that I think kind of fit with that whole dynamic of, you know, starting fresh in the new year, setting goals. And the first one is just the concept of ceiling. And, you know, I had a client a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about some things in his life and some things he was working on and some behaviors that he was struggling with. And as we kind of went through it, his issue has to do with pornography addiction, and it's just something that kind of like just lingers around a little bit. He doesn't ever quite fully, you know, get free of it. And even though he might go long stretches of time, it just kind of seems to continue to pop up here and there. And we sort of talked about it, and just his fact that like everything else in his life is going really well, but yet this thing will just kind of pop up from time to time. And obviously it hurts his relationship and things of that nature. And so we just kind of talked about it, and I just had this thought when I was talking about it. It was just like, kind of like, I just got the feeling that that's kind of what he feels like his ceiling is, you know, that he just has to kind of live with this thing, and it has to be around. And so his sort of capacity or ceiling in life is just like, well, it doesn't matter how good I am in my job or this or that, but there's always this thing that just kind of keeps me, you know, in this certain spot. Now, I think the one thing about that is that sometimes we do that intentionally, because, you know, we sort of cap our ceiling ourselves, where, you know, maybe we don't want greater expectations for ourselves from ourselves. And maybe we don't want the people around us to expect more from us. So we kind of, we have a lot more control of our ceiling in life, as far as how far we go, whether we break through difficult habits or old habits, and just as far as like the things that we want to accomplish. So I guess my first thought to you in this new year is that, am I keeping myself at a lesser ceiling than I should be? You know, do I have more potential in me to accomplish more, to do more, to be more, to overcome more? But I just kind of am okay, or I've sort of, you know, just content maybe with where I'm at and how things are for me. And maybe I don't really see myself doing more or being more. So I just, you know, settle in and just allow my ceiling to be where it is. So my challenge with that is that make this the year to break through the ceiling, you know, get rid of it, knock it down, and really push yourself to do more. You know, I know for me, you know, personally, I've really had to fight through some things this last few months, and especially with moving and starting a new practice and trying to maintain my practice in Vegas. You know, it's been scary, and there's been a lot of things I've had to, you know, I guess be uncomfortable with and try to, you know, do differently so that I can make this transition. And it's required me to get rid of my ceiling and to really think bigger and think of the big picture and things I can do. Hence, you know, some of these projects I'm working on is to try to expand myself and try to, you know, be different and evolve and be better and be more diverse and be able to have more things to offer people rather than just one-on-one counseling. But like I said, the coaching, the videos, the challenges, the marriage challenges and stuff like that. So I'm really looking at this year as a way to kind of break through my own ceiling and really try to do more and be more. And my challenge is for you is to really take a look at where you're at. And if you've kind of just settled into this sense of contentment, you know, try to push yourself, try to find something to be better at and to really make better in your life this year. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You know, we can only be better and feel better by the results as we, you know, just kind of get rid of complacency and contentment in our lives. So whether it's, hey, maybe it's just something you've always wanted to run, like a marathon or half marathon or something like that, maybe that's your goal and push yourself to beyond your limits. You know, again, maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's something big like that. Maybe it's, you know, following your dream as far as that goes. Or, you know, maybe it's changing jobs. Maybe it's moving. Maybe it's, you know, doing something like that. But just looking at your ceiling, where you're at in life, and, you know, really trying to push through that. So that's the first thing. The second thing was the notion of this analogy of our closet. And this kind of came again to me from another client that I was working at. But so as I kind of go through this one, I got a little bit more kind of written out stuff for and some things to think about. But the biggest thing or the first question is just like, what is your closet or what's in your closet, I guess? And, you know, like I said before, and kind of start out with even the ceiling dynamic is usually around this time of year, we're starting to think about our New Year's resolutions, what we want to work on or change within the new year, whether it's losing weight or reading more books or going to the gym or being a better person, a parent, a friend, a spouse, whatever it might be. But knowing what's in our closet may be way more important than any of those things or setting those goals. Because what if we put so much in our closet that we don't even know what's in there, or more importantly, how that's affecting us? I think that's the big thing that I found is that, you know, a lot of times we might have desires to do certain things or to be better, but because of what's in our closet or what is there stuffed down inside or in the back or whatever it may be, you know, we're not able to achieve the things that we would like to. So that's something to think about. So maybe it's more difficult to lose weight or to be a better person or to accomplish the things that we want to achieve those goals because we have something that's in our closet that's lingering, that's keeping us, you know, stuck in the place that we're in. So I kind of think about, and this is something I'm going to do for my son, who's a big fan and probably would love this, but if you've ever heard the song by Eminem, Cleaning Out Your Closet, here's a little clip of it just to get a sense. I got some skeletons in my closet, and I don't know if no one knows it. So before they throw me inside my coffin and close it, I'ma expose it. I'll take you back to 73, before I ever had a multi-platinum selling CD. I was a baby, maybe I was just a couple of months. My
all the monster had his panties up in a bunch, cause he split. I wonder if he even kissed me goodbye. No, I don't. Second thought, I just wished he would die. I look at Haley, and I couldn't picture leaving the side. Even if I hated Kim, I grit my teeth and I try to make it work with her. At least for Haley's sake, I maybe made some mistakes, but I'm only human, but I'm man enough to face him today. What I did was stupid, no doubt it was dumb, but the smartest thing I did was take the bullets out of that gun. Cause I'd have killed you, I would have shot Kim and them both. It's my life, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Eminem Show. I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
All right, so love him, hate him, whatever. Definitely Eminem's got some good songs, I think, out there. But that one in particular really speaks to this topic as far as, you know, and just as you listen to the words, you know, he's kind of going through his past, things that have impacted him, things that, you know, have contributed to his own actions, his own behaviors. And he's doing, in a sense, an inventory of that and looking at how those things have impacted him. And now what he has to do to sort of change his course or change his directory or trajectory in order to overcome some of those things. And that's really kind of where we're all at. We all have those things that have impacted us and things that influence our behavior and the way that we see the world. And so we all kind of have to do an inventory of that. And some of us are better at that. And some of us, again, we like to just put the things in the closet and don't really want to look at them or face them. So in a sense, it's like when you think about going through your closet, you know, it could be, I guess, in kind of a metaphorically again, to organize what's in there. Maybe we need to do some better prioritizing. You know, maybe it's looking at my relationship, what kind of needs are there, what's good there, what's not good. What is it about, you know, maybe there's something in there about my self-care. Is that kind of stuffed down in the bottom of the closet? Do I not take time for that? Is there reasons why I'm not taking time for self-care? Do I not feel like I deserve taking care of myself? And again, maybe that stuff is deeper than we think as to why we're not doing those things. Maybe we need to prioritize family, work stuff, roles, expectations. All of these things can be pushed away and stuffed into our closets, which is making life challenging for us. Or, you know, again, those are the outward things that maybe we want to do, but inside we have some things that, again, that are preventing us from doing that. You know, things like childhood trauma, or things like, you know, childhood trauma, that can be a lot of things, I guess, you know, that maybe happened to us. Maybe it's parental stuff. Maybe it's just we experienced something difficult or challenging in our lives. Maybe it's some type of, again, pain that we've experienced that we've just, you know, not faced in our lives. So just to kind of highlight this, I had a client come in a few weeks ago, and this is kind of really what gave me the idea for this episode about the closet part. Was we initially started having a conversation about her husband and some of the things, and he'd had a recent trauma that he'd been through, and it kind of sent him into a funk or a depression. And so we were talking a little bit about that and maybe how she could be helpful to him in relation to working through his stuff. And basically, I mean, it was just like one of those things where it's like he pretty much needs to get here on his own. But then as we started talking about things, she was telling me about some of his other traumas and some of the things that he'd been through and how he'd had, you know, one sister die of cancer. And then she started telling me a story about another sister that had passed away traumatically, which was very, you know, I mean, kind of jarring for me, just that he'd had these two deaths, two family members, plus this more recent trauma. And basically he was just sort of, you know, stuffing all that stuff and not really dealing with it. And it was actually starting to come out. You know, he was somebody that was very much active in his life, and he'd kind of, you know, put on some weight and wasn't really taking care of himself. But at the same time, you know, I mean, had this buildup of trauma that he'd never really faced in his life. Anyway, so as the conversation kind of shifted a little bit, She started talking about how, how she was kind of gearing up for the fact that, you know, maybe the new year would for him would bring this notion of like dieting, or he'd want to get back on track or whatever. And she looked at me and she's like, you know what, but I'm not doing that. I'm not doing any of his dieting stuff or whatever. And I just kind of was curious and just asked her why not, why she felt like so like, you know, I guess like kind of against that, in helping him or joining him or whatever. And then we went into her closet and she started talking to me about her history with dieting and some of the things that she went through as a teenager with ways that she tried to control her weight. And then she started talking about her mom and the way her mom was around weight and how her mom treated her based on, you know, whether she was heavier or not, or what she needed to do. And then she started telling me about comments that her mom still makes to her, you know, regularly whenever they see each other, how her mom, that's like one of the first things that she focuses on. And so, so as we got into that and started talking about some of the things she experienced, it's like, okay, well now I understand, you know, why this issue of dieting and weight might be an issue for you, because you have all this negative built up stuff about this, all these negative beliefs about yourself and what, you know, what weight means and how your mom viewed you and how she saw you basically as, you know, almost like this conditional love. Like, I love you more when you look a certain way. And, you know, when you don't look a certain way, then you're not meeting that approval. And so all of that stuff was just something at some point she just decided, you know what? I don't want to live that way anymore. I don't want to live in this kind of rigidity of, you know, controlling my weight and doing whatever I need to do. But in some sense, she went the complete other way, where in kind of just stopped caring about what she ate or what she did or whatever, and just went the other way, which I don't necessarily think is a happy thing. It's just not caring. It's just like, hey, I'm not going to be controlled by this. But instead, you're almost controlled by the other way, where it's like, I'm just controlled by not caring. And so obviously finding that healthy balance and being able to balance that out is important. But in order to do that, you got to be able to deal with what put you there in the first place. And that was, you know, again, the comments, the things that mom would say, the, you know, the constant criticisms about weight or judgments about weight. And so, you know, all of that stuff was getting in the way of her, you know, being better for herself, or her being able to treat herself in a more healthy way, which, you know, is something that we all, you know, I'm sure want. But, you know, anyway, she wasn't able to have that. So again, kind of just getting back to this whole notion of what I'm trying to do for today and for today's episode is just basically kind of get us to kind of look at ourselves. Where's our ceiling at? What are we doing with ourselves? Are we kind of keeping ourselves stuck in a certain way? Are we not giving ourselves the benefit of the doubt, where maybe we can achieve more in our lives and do better with things? Or are we just staying stuck in this place because we, you know, we're afraid of pushing ourselves, or we're afraid of failure? And if you are, again, my challenge is, you know, let's make this year a year of breaking through the ceiling. Let's make this a year that we, you know, don't allow ourselves to be stopped by our old beliefs or stopped by, you know, our fears, but we just break through. And also too, let's make this a year where we commit to working on things that need to be worked on, that maybe should have been worked on years ago, but we've just kind of let linger in our lives, and just kind of let, you know, consume us in a way that is not healthy for us anymore. I have, you know, quite a few clients right now that I'm working with that are on that path, and it's great to see them, you know, pushing through and being able to achieve new things and see happiness come through in their lives. And I promise you guys that the same thing will happen as you face these things. Doesn't mean there won't be difficult moments, or doesn't mean there won't be difficult times that come, but in the end, we're going to be much happier. Because those the thing about the difficult times that come, because our fears are going to, you know, try to keep hold of us. Our old beliefs are going to try to keep hold of us as we move towards something better. And the other thing, as we move towards something better, again, there can still be challenges that pop up, but we just need to be committed to that goal of doing something better for ourselves. And as we do that, like I said, good things will come. They always do when we're doing that kind of stuff, when we're doing that kind of work. And it's a good way to start the new year. So commit to that. Commit to looking in your closet, seeing what's there, breaking through your ceiling, you know, taking those things down that are keeping you from being a better you, is really what the notion of this episode is for today. So remember M&M too, clean out your closet, all those things. And like I said, this year can be a great year for all of us, and I look forward to it. I know that it's going to be a great year for me and a great year for my business and for the things I'm doing. And like I said, watch out for those things, the couples challenge. I'm really looking forward to that and getting that out there for all of you to benefit from as well. Like I said, it's going to be a great year for the podcast as well. And so if you want to get in contact with me, again, RyanWinder@gmail.com or TheVegasTherapist@gmail.com. Go to one of my websites, go to the Facebook page. There's lots of ways to get a hold of me if you're looking for coaching or you just want to kind of get a topic for the episode. So, all right, this is The Vegas Therapist signing off. Till next time, have a good one.